Next is a press interview with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on October 16, 1976, in Chandigarh, India.
There are two things, material and spiritual. That is the beginning of instruction of the Bhagavad Gita. Krishna begins with this statement that this body is not the person, the soul is the person. Asmin dehe, within this body, there is the soul. And he has explained in different ways that this body is antabhatrimi deha. This body is perishable, but the soul is not perishable. Na annate annamane sarire. That even after the destruction of the body, the soul is not destroyed. Na jayate na amriyate ma kadachi. The soul never takes birth, never dies. Nitta sasataya na hannate annamane. There are so many things explained what is the soul. So without this soul, this body is useless, that everyone can understand. Therefore, the importance should be given to the soul, not to the body. Krishna says that anyone who is pandit in knowledge, he does not give any importance to the body, either living or dead. So the India's particular culture is how to elevate the soul to the highest platform of perfection. That is India's culture. The whole Vedic literature is meant for that. And Bhagavad Gita is the essence of all Vedic literature. And the purpose is the soul is now entrapped within this material world, and the human life is the opportunity for getting oneself out of this entrapment of material existence. So if we do not take care of this important business of human life, as it is explained in the Vedanta Sutra, Athata Brahma Jigyasa. This life is meant for understanding about the Brahma or this spirit, soul. And there are two kinds of spirit soul. One is called the super soul and the other is called the individual soul. That is explained in the Bhagavad Gita. Khetra, khetragya. This chapter, khetra means this body. And khetragya means one who knows about the body. You know about your body, not fully, but at least partially, every one of us will know. This is my body. I am I bought this body from such father and mother. This body belongs to such and such country, and so on. This is one knowledge. So another soul is there. That is the Supreme Lord Krishna. He says that Khetrangan Chapi Manavidhi Sarvakhetre Sukha. That is super soul. Ishara Sarvabhutanam Nirdesha Arjuna Tishtati. He is everywhere within this universe, even within the atom. That is super soul. That super soul is the distinction between soul and the super soul is this, that we are individual soul. I know about the pains and pleasure of my body. You know the pains and pleasure of your body. But I do not know the pains and pleasure of your body. You do not know the pains and pleasure of my body. The super soul, he knows the pains and pleasure of all body. That is the distinction. Atma, Paramatma. So, these things can be understood in the human form of life. The cats and dogs, they cannot understand. If we want to educate the cats and dogs, that, my dear dog, you are not this body, you are different from this body, you are spirit soul, Brahma, he has no capacity to understand. And a human being, however fallen he may be, if he is educated, he can understand about the position of spirit soul and how to become free from this material bondage. So in India, we have got immense Vedic literature for understanding this business of the soul. And in human form of body, if we do not take care of the spiritual portion of our life, then we are making suicide. That is the proposal of all great personalities born in India, acharyas. Like recent, formerly there were big acharyas like Vyasadeva and others, Devala, many acharyas, and they descend within, say, 1,500 years, there are many acharyas like Ramanujan, Samudra Acharya, Vishnu Swami, and within 500 years, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they have also given us many literatures about this spiritual knowledge. But at the present moment, this spiritual knowledge is neglected. So, it is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's message to the whole world that every one of you become guru, spiritual master. So, how everyone can become spiritual master? To become spiritual master is not easy job. One must be very learned, a scholar, and must have full realization of the self and everything. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a little formula. that if you strictly follow the teachings of Bhagavad Gita, and if you preach the purpose of Bhagavad Gita, then you become Guru. The exact words used in Bengali, it is said, Jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh. To become Guru is very difficult job, but if you simply carry the message of Bhagavad Gita and try to convince anyone you meet, then you become a Guru. So our this Krishna consciousness movement is, and for this purpose we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, without any malinterpretation. If we interpret Bhagavad Gita in our own way, that is not very good. If you have got a different opinion, you can preach your philosophy, everyone is free, but one should not take Bhagavad Gita and through Bhagavad Gita one will try to preach his own philosophy. That is very bad. You should not do that. Then the authority of Bhagavad Gita is lost. If everyone can interpret in his own way, then where is the authority of the Bhagavad Gita? Just like in the Vedas, we take Vedas as the authority. But if you interpret in your own way and squeeze out some meaning in your own way, then where is the authority of the Vedas? So our special stress on this point is that don't squeeze out some meaning of Bhagavad Gita for your own convenience. Present Bhagavad Gita as it is, and people will be benefited. And that is being practically seen. We are preaching Bhagavad Gita as it is. You have seen our book?
When can we put questions?
Yes, let me finish. That we are presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is, and it is being accepted all over the world. People are very much, those who are scholars, they say that even Radha Krishna and Aurobindo, they presented Bhagavad Gita making some compromise with Western ideas. But here is presentation of Bhagavad Gita in India's original traditional way. So they welcome it. And this is our, object also, that we cannot allow Bhagavad Gita to be understood by anyone's imagination. No. That is not possible. And that is not allowed in the Bhagavad Gita by the author. Krishna says in the fourth chapter that as soon as the parampara system of understanding is lost, then the whole thing is lost. In the fourth chapter it is said, find out, fourth chapter. Why don't you bring another copy?
Here is one.
Fourth chapter, you find. Evam parampara praptam imam rajarsayo vidu. Krishna says that this Bhagavad Gita knowledge was first of all given to fourth chapter.
Text 2.
Yeah. imam vivasati yugam pratvanaham abhyam vivasyan mano vipra manu vikha kavibravi evam parampara praptam evam rajasayo vidu sakalina yuganasta parampara. Now this parampara system being lost, I am again reviving the Bhagavad Gita again to you, Arjuna. That means the author says, if one does not understand Bhagavad Gita through the parampara system, then the whole thing is lost. So you cannot interpret Bhagavad Gita in your own way, then the authority and the purport of Bhagavad Gita is lost. So we are trying to revive this parampara system, and fortunately we have sold millions of copies of this edition of Bhagavad Gita. We are printing 500,000, 300,000 like that, and all over the world. There are many Bhagavad Gita. There are about 640 different editions, but still this Bhagavad Gita as it is being accepted very widely, and therefore we are very much hopeful. And as practical example you can see, so many European, American, they are taken to this Krishna consciousness very seriously. And before this movement, many Samis, Yogis and scholars went to the foreign countries, but not a single person became a devotee of Krishna. That's a fact. Not a single person. But now, because Bhagavad Gita is being presented as it is, so many thousands, they are becoming devotees of Krishna, Krishna consciousness. So this movement has practical effect, and both in the scholarly and people in general circle, and as advised by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, India should take this movement very seriously and send many trained teachers, so that India's glories will be enhanced. People will take it very seriously.
So, who initiated you into this movement?
My Guru Maharaj. So my Guru Maharaj's picture here. Here is the picture.
Here, here. Pantadeva, right here.
He asked me to do it.
Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati
Prabhupada. Do you see it here in India?
Yes.
Founder of the Gaudiya Math.
Gaudiya Math. Yes, he is the founder of Gaudiya. He advised me to take up this movement when I was 25 years old, young man. But at that time I thought that I am a married man, let me wait. So waiting, when I returned at the, I was born in 1896, so I retired in 1954. That means I retired at the age of 58 years. At 58 years, then I remained as Vanaprastha in Vrindavan. Up to 70th year of my age, then I thought that Guru Maharaj asked me to do this at the age of, when I was 25 years old, I could not do it. So let me try. So by His grace and Krishna's grace, it became little successful. In 1965, I went to New York without any help. But gradually, in 1966, I registered this Krishna Consciousness Movement in New York. Then gradually it spread all America, Europe, Australia, Canada.
What is the reason of the success of our mission in the foreign countries?
What is the reason of your success in foreign countries?
Yes, and that is a very intelligent question. We are after material civilization and they are fed up with material civilization. That is the position. We are now trying to imitate them, a skyscraper building, but they are disgusted with a skyscraper building. These boys, they are coming from very respectable family, rich family, and especially in America, there is no question of poor man. There is no question of poor man. But still, they do not like the materialistic way of life of their father and grandfathers.
Sir, would that not mean that because they are rich, they can afford religion?
No, no. That is it. Because you are, we have already explained, you are a spiritual being. You cannot be satisfied with material atmosphere in any stage. Just like a fish is an animal of the water. If you bring the fish from water and keep on the land very comfortably, it cannot be comfortable. It is impossible. Similarly, we are all spiritual beings. Any amount of material comforts will never satisfy you, unless you come to the spiritual place. That is the demand. So now, they are satisfied their material demands, but the urge is there, that I want something more to be had, and that is spiritual.
You think there is a necessity to open a ministry of religion?
I think so, because there is a cultural department in the central government, but they do not know what is culture. That's it.
What is the difference between God consciousness and Krishna consciousness?
There is no difference. The same thing. Krishna is God.
Are you making any opposition from the church?
No. That is very favorable.
No opposition
to the church? No. Otherwise it was impossible. At least in America they have never prevented me, but in Europe, especially in England and Germany, the Christian group, they are little angry with me. So far America, they are very liberal. They never put any impediments in my movement. Rather, government appreciates. They appreciate in one point that the American younger generation, they have become addicted to this LSD intoxication. And they have spent millions of dollars to stop this, but they could not. But they are surprised that as soon as this LSD man becomes my disciple, he gives up in this.
Sir, apart from Catholicity of the American church, what can be the other reasons of their indifference towards your proselytizing?
Not indifference. They are, you say, the remark of a politician. There is no indifference. They are appreciating that it is spreading like epidemic. There is no question of indifference. But the leaders, they appreciate. Some of the fathers of my disciples, they come to offer their thanks Swamiji, it is a great fortune for us that you have come to our country. They say like that. They appreciate that their sons were going to be hippies. Now they are devotees, God conscious. So any sane man will never object to this. The priest also, they say that these boys are our boys in Boston, one priest said. And they never cared to come to the church or inquire about God. And now these boys are mad after God. Not only that, practically, in many places we have purchased churches and converted into temples. So we see these churches were sold because nobody was coming. But since this movement is there, the same church is there, and the same persons are there, you will find all as it is crowded. This is practical. I am not imported men from India to fill up the temples. They are men and they are church. But the philosophy is different. It is different.
Could you give us the number, how many temples are there in foreign countries?
I have established 102 temples, small and big. Out of them, very big temples are in Los Angeles, in London, in Hawaii, Honolulu, in Detroit, and
New York, Chicago,
Toronto,
Montreal, Paris, so very, very big temples. The cost is sometimes 50 lakhs, 55 lakhs each temple.
New York is more than $1 million. New York.
Do you have any proposal to spread this movement in communist countries?
Yes. We have already gone. I had been in Moscow. My secretary, he has brought some order from them. They are also appreciating.